Shifra Bas Shifra Yeshukawa. Last week, we discussed, as I said before, especially at the beginning, the pace is going to be, we're just trying to get some groundwork going, some foundation, and there are important yesodos that come at the beginning of the Masechta, so the pace is not going to be exactly parallel in terms of keeping up with the Bekiyas, but Amir Tzashem, hopefully we'll talk about the Rashi Prakim, the main Iker Yisodos of the Daf that we're doing in terms of the Limud that's being Mamshech and that's continuing the speed, and the Be'ian. But we were talking about last week, we focused on the issue of the foundation of the Gemara, which is that the Gemara draws a distinction based off the Mishnah, that Hodos V'Alvos and Gzelos V'Chavolos, the two types of Dine Mamonos categories, seem to be different criterias and need different halachos. Dine Mamonos of Hodos V'Alvos, admissions and just borrowing money, seem to be lax that you can even have three Dayanim, three judges that are Hedyotos. And Gzelos V'Chavolos, when it's talking about theft and when it's talking about damages, so then it's more severe and you need Gimel Dayanim Mumche. But on a level of the Oraisa, we pointed out, fundamentally, the Gemara pointed out, based on Erev Parshios, the Gemara initially understands that we would have compared all Dinim Amunas and put it all in one box and used the same halachos both by loans and Gzelos V'Chavolos. Yet what? Midrabanan, because we wanted to make sure that traffic would continue going as it goes normally, and people wouldn't abstain from giving out loans, and they wouldn't cheshbon, wait a second, I'm not going to be able to get Dayan and Mumchin to extract my money from my loan. We wanted Kadesh Lotino Delis Bithnei Lovin, so the doors shouldn't be locked in front of borrowers. So therefore we relaxed in terms of the criteria that's necessary for the level of judges, the Dayan and Mumchin for Hodos V'Alvos. But fundamentally, what told you that midoraisa you would need Dayanim Mumchim? The source, Erev Parshios. If it says by one of them, Elohim, 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 so we apply it to the other Parsha of Dine Mamonos of Hodos V'Alvos. That's what Sanhedrin Beis Amidos fundamentally was based on. Tosfos pointed out in last Chavura, you get a different impression from the Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin that Abayi, founder of Yosef, that he was beating up a man and forcing him to give a get. So the Gemara says, Abayi asked Rav Yosef, what are you doing? How are you beating her up? How are you beating him up? Why? So Rav Yosef turned to him and said, why? What's the problem? Zokt Abaye, Asher Tosim Lefnehem, the Psukim in Parshas Mishpatim, these laws have to be Asher Tosim Lefnehem, placed Lefnehem, Lifneihem vilo lifnei hedyotos. It should be in front of the mumchim and not in front of the hedyotos. So ask Tosas Akasha, I don't understand. On a doraisa level, before I get to derabbanans, what's your source for dayanim mumchim? Is it Elohim, Elohim, Elohim? What's said in our Gemara in Sanhedrin Beis Amid Beis, and that was carried over to also loans on a biblical level? Or no, it's what Abayi says on Gemara Gittin, on Peiches Amid Beis, that it says Lifneim below Lifnei Adyotos. It's a contradiction in Gemara. So we dealt last week with a whole shtickle Torah of Atosos that led us to Aksos and Asivis, that maybe one could make a distinction between regular judgment and mili dekfiyah and enforcing the law and beating someone up, and that was the sugya of kofan ala mitzvahs. That was last week, and that was Tosos' root of how to jive, how to deal with both of those sugyas. Yet what one we didn't really deal with, what one really has to analyze as well, is that's very nice. Very, very good, but that's sort of like half the story. Because at the end of the day, what's the takana? What's the response? How does it work lemaisa? Lemaisa, when we don't have dayanim mumchim, and we want to judge loans and admissions, and we want to be more lax in the area of hodos v'alvos. So what's the bottom line from the Gemara in Sanhedrin Beis Amid Beis? The bottom line from Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Beis Amid Beis is what? Kedesh lo tin hodos, but they love it. Since midrabanan, they wanted to make sure that there was still traffic, there was still loans that were going out there, so therefore they relaxed. They made a takanah midrabanan, kedesh lo tin hodos, but they love it. Just like the Gemara says that they were lax about the necessity of asking the edim all the questions, the drisas, the hakiras. You don't have to ask so many questions when it comes to the imam. Just let them pay them back, even if the edim are not exact. I'm takula midrabanan when it comes to loans. Yeah, what does the Gemara in Gittin say?
What was Rav Yosef's answer to Abaye? You know why I'm allowed to do this even though I'm not a mumche? Even though the Gemara says, Asher tosim lifneihem, and I'm not qualified? What does Abaye, what does Rav Yosef answer? Shlichusayu, dekadmoy ko'avdina. This brand new concept called Shlichusayu. So ask the Ran Akasha. On the sheets that we have over here, the Ran asks, I'll just paraphrase because we don't have a lot of time. The Ran asks, there's a slew of kashas. Number one, I have the kasha that Tosos asks, that fundamentally the source for Dayonim Mumchin seems to be contradicted from Sanhedrin Beis Amid Beis, that over here it's Elohim, and over there it's what? It's Lifneim Velo Lifnei Idiotos. Pick a drasha, which parsha is actually telling me that I need mumchin, be consistent, there's a blatant contradiction from Gittin to Sanhedrin. So that already, that's not a Ran invented kasha. That's already a kasha that Tosos dealt with last week. But yet the Ran says, I'll one up you, Tosos. What about the maskonas ha-gemara? What about the conclusion of the Gemara? What about how fundamentally it's activated? One Gemara says, yeah, k'dei shalotin odelis v'tnei lovin. And another Gemara says what? Shlichusayu. That they're the shluchim of the original people. The shluchim de kadmoi ko'avdina. The Chassam Sofer, in his Chuvus, in Simen Pei Dalet, the Chassam Sofer quotes our din of shlichusayu. He has a whole tshuva about the inyan of shlichus la'akum and shlichus in general. Is there shlichus la'akum or not? And then he has a paragraph that he discusses this gemara in Gittin Peiches. What is this concept of shlichusayu? So the Chassam Sofer asks two fundamental questions. Anyone who learns the sugya of shlichus, of being a messenger and a representative of someone else, there are two fundamental principles that have to be discussed. Number one, anything that I don't have the capacity to do, I can't be a shliach for you. If I don't have that koach, if I'm not qualified, so then I can't do that for you. You're no better. Okay, the mishaleach also, but you have to have that capacity. So what does it mean? We're the shluchim of our ancestors and those rabbonim that lived in the doros kadmoi, like the Gemara says. What shlichus is that? You're a nobody. You're a hedyot, asked the Chassam Sofer. What is this whole concept of shlichusayu, says the Chassam Sofer. Number two, says the Chassam Sofer, if I send you to be megarish a wife, if I send you to be mekadish a woman, and then what happens? Chas v'shalom, the person, the mishaleach, drops dead. It's done. So what type of shlichus is going on here? Shlichusayu de kadmoi kavdinon? We're representing those people that, what shlichus? Ma shlichus? Evo shlichus? There's no shlichus here. Asked the Chassam Sofer. The whole Gemara doesn't make any sense. So, in terms of the first question that the Ran raises, which seems to be an additional contradiction between our Gemaras, you look at one of the Tosos that I put on the Mar Makomos, the Tosos in Gimel Amid Aleph, K'dei Shelo Tino Delas Bifnei Lovin. So when one goes through the Tosfos, you'll see, Tosfos is trying to clarify through the whole entire Tosfos, when the Gemara said, K'dei Shelo Tino Delas Bifnei Lovin, that in order for halvaz, that we want to make sure that people give out loans, and we want to make sure that that continues, so therefore we're going to be more lax. So now Tosfos wants to say, how limited is that rule? Is it specifically by loans, or can we be more expansive? For instance, the Gemara had another halacha that it applied to this. Number one, we're borrowing from the principle that we don't need to be exact and we don't need to ask all the questions to the Edim. So too, when it comes to the Dayanim, we can have Hedyotos and we don't need to have the experts, people who have smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu Dor Mikvidor. So now, Lagabe, the second halacha Tosa says, when we're lax about Drisha v'chakiris, are we lax about asking the cross-examination only by loans? Or what about by Gzelas v'Chavalos, Ksubas Yisur v'Yerusha? So that's what Tosos begins to discuss. You should take a look at this Tosos. But then Tosos goes on and he says the following. If you go on, go to where in the parentheses it quotes the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Pei Dalet, V'chol anu das matzkinim ba'achovel da'avdinen shlichusayu v'gonuz ha'mavavel v'lo bo'im mumchim. So Tosfos, in the conversation, in the same split second that Tosos is dealing with our Gemara that says, for loans, we made a specific leniency.
Tosos compares that to what? The Gemara elsewhere that used the principle of what? Shlichusai. Meaning Tosfos clearly was aware of my question and the Ran's question that I just asked. And Tosfos says it's not a question. It's all one flowing principle. One is the why, and one is the how. Why did Chachamim start to make takanos? Kidei shelo tinol delos bifnei lovin. So that there's traffic and the commerce world is working out and we're not going to have people that are facing tremendous restrictions in terms of cross-examining witnesses and in terms of being stuck with expert dayanim that we can't find that have smicha from the Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, how does that work? That's what the Gemara employs the principle through the shlichus dikadmoi kavdin. So in terms of that one question, Tosos took the route of saying, maybe everything is one big tsupel. Maybe everything is one large takana. And the Gemara just refers to it in different ways in Sanhedrin, from the way it refers to it in Baba Kama and in Gittin, like we said before, because one's dealing with the rationale, the why, and one's dealing with what and how. And therefore, Tosvos is restricted. And Tosos says, but if that's the case, so then when it comes to theft, and when it comes to damages, so we never had a leniency. It was only something similar to halvos. Vim tomar astosos, the next line. Vo ashkechan bekama duchtin, shahayudonin bebavel, gzelos vechavolos. But I found many gemaras, says Tosos on Gimel Medala, that they actually judged theft and damages even though there weren't mumchin around. So Tosfos says, how could that be? Tosfos gets very stuck. If I'm telling you that the rationale is all because of shalotin odelis bifnei lovin, it has to be linked somehow to halvos, to something within that rationale. So therefore Tosfos gets very stuck and he says, then how is it that in Babylonia and Bavel, where there were no mumchin around, there were people that even judged non-loans, non-halvos, but they even judged gzelos and chavalos, but they weren't mumchin, and you don't find the rationale applying to those areas. So therefore, Tosfos has to reverse the whole Mishnah. Listen to how Tosfos is backed up. V'yishlomar, the end of the first of the wide lines. The bechol hanu efsher shedachku zeal zeal de detafsi. Maybe those were all exceptions to the rule. Maybe the reason why we were stuck up against the wall in those cases in Babylonia, we even were able to judge gzelos v'chavolos, although that's against the rules. Why? Because these people took matters into their own hands. They started grabbing it on their own. They were toe-face on their own. And maybe that calls for different regulations. Or they said, let's go to Eretz Yisrael. They're not going to stay in Bavel. And therefore, Tosfos says the following third answer. The Yesh Mefarshim, listen to how Tosfos is stuck, backed up against the wall, and we're going to compare him to another sheet of the Rishonim that we'll see there's a fundamental Machlokas Rishonim going on. The Yesh Mefarshim, Dafka gzelo shayidei chavalos. We misunderstood the entire Mishnah, says Tosfos. When I said that there's two categories, there's loans, hodos, admissions, and halvos, and loans that we're more lenient about, and then the other category that we're not lenient about, that's theft, gzelos, slash, and a comma, chavalos, a new category, a guy punches you in the face, you have to pay the damages. Says Tosfos, we misunderstood it. No, it means gzelos al yedei chavolos. Meaning, if I want to steal Mark's wallet, the only way I'm going to be able to steal his wallet is if I punch him out beforehand. And that's how I'm going to get out of him. So gzelos al yedei chavolos, that's a double whammy. You're not only stealing, you're also beating the guy up in the process. That needs dayanim mumchin. But says Tosfos, but if it's just gzelos, or it's just chavolos, so then Tosfos says, I just opened an avenue for myself to say, maybe that never needed dayanim mumchin, and maybe that was also similar to the akula of hodos valvos. Why is Tosfos forced to say this? Because Tosfos says, I found gemaras that what? That said that they judged gzelos in Bavel where there are no Mimchen around. And I've just told you that it can't be. That it was only Hotels Vavos and Zelos V'Chavos. You're not Mekel about, you're not lenient about, there's no leniency about Zelos V'Chavos. So Tosa says, because he understands it's all one long Takana, Tosa says, I must reread the Mishnah, I must change everything around, and therefore, that's the only answer, because I'm backed up against the wall. Yeah.
From a Nezek perspective, the difference between Zelos and Chavos, whether they're together or not, would seem insignificant.
From a Nezek perspective, right. Yeah. I guess what the Bezdin or the Rabbanon were taking into account was just this is just like social order is just getting out of hand. So this, you know, okay, we don't have mumchen, but how can we have people running around that are knocking people out and taking, what do they call that? The Brooklyn, you know, they just, the Bapim, you know, they just, that's just, a, they just say, okay, we're not mumchen, but like, there's Efkeris in Klai, so we have to take this around. I agree with you. But so Taisa said, that's where we have to, yeah.
Well, those cases that Taisa says, are in Shas, or not Gazelas, through Chavalos.
Right.
Those cases.
All the cases that Tosas is saying that we're just stam zelos.
So yeah.
And zelos ayidei chavalos, which is more severe. So that's what that's where dayan and mumchen would be necessary.
We have an example that they weren't done that in Bavel.
No, Tosas says these cases. No, what Tosas is saying, these cases that I found, you have to say that they're zelos. Tosas is making up these terutzim on his own because he's backed up against the wall. But now we'll see that it's not necessarily the opinion of everyone. Yeah.
The Gemara seems to assume it's a rare case of Gzeil. Shomer Chinam, I mean, you can't say that's Gzeil's idea.
Right. Meaning from the Makoros. Right. It's hard in terms of the Makoros, but Tosa says if you're not gonna make this distinction in terms of cases, so then I'm gonna be stuck with theories and Gemaras. You turn, Rabbi Kiva Eger points this out. If you turn to Rashi and Daf Yud Gimel Mabez, Rashi seems to have a totally different tune. Rashi, the last Rashi on Yud Gimel Mabez, Rashi says as follows, the last Rashi. The Elohim ksiv de mashma dayane mumchen. Elohim is said in the Pasuk, and therefore you need dayane mumchen, like we've learned. Behainu smuchen. That means people who have smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu. Ubishar dine mamanis loba ina mumchen, kida imkinan barish perkin. But other dine mamanis do not need mumchen. Why? Mishum ne'ilas delas. Ve'hecha deleka ne'ilas delas. Kegon bedalad shomrim. Ugzelos. So Rashi says, and what about those areas that there's no ne'ilas delas? Like outside of loans, like zelos or shomrim. Daininon bebavel. Afalgav deleka smuchen. Tishlichusayu kavdina. Rashi points out Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rashi just distinguished between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. So what Rashi just did was Rashi says, oh wow, it's true. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Beis Amid Beis says, Kadesh lo tinol delos v'fnei lovin, and that's your leniency. And you know what? That's all you're going to be lenient about. But that's for where? That's for Eretz Yisrael. But outside of Eretz Yisrael, in Bavel, that's where I have an additional Gemara. That's why I have a Gemara in Gittin or a Gemara in Bava Kama that introduces to me what? Shlichusayu, this new concept, that applies to Bavel, and therefore it might be even more expansive, and it might even include areas of halacha that are outside of loans and hodos. Namely, if I would ask Rashi, Tosos has Akasha. There are Gemaras all over that in Bavel they were Dan Gzelos. Rashi's going to say, what's the problem? Of course, that's the Gemara of Shlichusayu. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, only Kadesh Lotin Odelis Bepeilovin, something that's limited to what? To loans. Rashi will say, yeah, that's Eretz Yisrael. There's no stira. There's no contradiction. There's no problem. One was talking in Eretz Yisrael. One was talking about Bavel. And therefore, Rashi's going to say what? There's no contradiction between the maskana of the Gemara in Gittin that uses the halach of Shlichusayu and the Gemara in Sanhedrin that uses the halach of Kidei Shalotin Odelos Mipnei Lovin. What's the problem? One's there, one's there. One's Eretz Yisrael, one's Bavel. You have kashas about Gemaras, about stiras, no stiras whatsoever. Yeah, that's very nice. Clearly Rashi's going in another direction. Clearly Rashi is dealing with Tosa's question. But you know what needs to be dealt with? Why should there be a difference? What's the rationale? Very nice. I could play Risk also. Bavel, Eretz Yisrael. You got Jewish geography. Great. But what does that have to do with anything? Why would you have different rationales? Why would you have different reasons? Why would you have different purposes? Oh. L'fi ani yazdaiti. I think Rashi is very similar to the Chidushi Haran on our daf. And the Ran is going to give insight and explain ultimately our whole entire question and our whole entire understanding of what is Shlichus Avi. So I paraphrased what the questions of the Ran were. What we, like we said before, the Ran says, number one, Tosos S. What's your source that you need mumchen judges, that you need people who have smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu? Is it Elohim, Elohim, Elohim? Or is it what? Lifneim, lo lifnei adyotos. Question number one. Question number two says the Ran, lemaskona. What are you relying on, midrabanan? What are you being mako based on? What are your leniencies based on? Is it based on, we want traffic, we want that people should be able to give loans, kadesh lotino delos b'loven? Or is it based on the Gemara Gittin, shlichu sai? Comes along the Ran and says as follows. You see in the Ran, if everyone has it, I don't know if everyone has a piece. No, it's in the Chidushi Aran. I have one here, actually. Those who have a sheet, if guys can share. Well, I'm going to say it outside. I just want to read a few lines because it's just unbelievable, the Yisodi says. Va'atera tanachon. It's 13 lines. 13 lines down towards the end, but after the period. Va'atera tanachon. Everyone has it? Va'atera tanachon. I'm going to answer to you all the kashas. L'kolzeh. Tehach sugya dehacha hi le'inyan hadin atzmo. Imukasher be'adyoto simlo. The Gemara over here is bringing a source that what? For the judge and for the din to be a good din, you need expert dayanim that have smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu. You need Elohim. That's the source of Elohim. V'hanafka me'erev parshios, and that's learned out from Erev Parshios, from the pasuk of Elohim, that we carry over, good. Shu be'ikar adin, shamra Torah, ad Elohim yovar dorishneam. The Torah says the judgment has to be, the din has to be, through mumchim dayanim. Shem mumchim. Vim eino mumchin, hadin pasul midoraisa. And if they're not experts, then the din is no good midoraisa. Umishum ni'ilas deles. And what does our Gemara say? Because we made a specific leniency for loans, hitiru chachom hadin afilu be'edyotos. Why? The hefker bezdin hefker. Because now, chachomim have the authority when it comes to monetary law to now make a leniency, although on a level of deoraisa it wouldn't have been effective. Midrabanan in the areas of dinim amanis, hefker bezdin hefker. Good. But what's with the other sugya? Va'osa sugya sheveperek amigarish the Gemara with Abai and Rav Yosef, who inyan mitzvah acheres. That's a totally different topic. Sha'amra Torah. Sha'aser lovo lifnei hedyotos. It's not dealing with whether or not the din is a good din. Are they kosher? Or are they pasul? Even if you get around the fact that the din is no good, but even if you have a leniency midrabbana, the Gemara says it's aser for you to be judged. What aser? Where's the chazer over here? Where's the milchik simplations? I don't understand. What iser over here? We're talking about dinei mamonis. Listen to what the Ran says. And even if these people personally, as we'll learn in the third parak, there's a halacha that I can accept upon myself a pasul judge. I want my brother to be my dayan. Adi and I are having a din Torah. If we both accept upon ourselves that we will accept him to be a dayan, kiblu alayu works. I can accept someone who's pasul to be dayan to be my dayan. Afal pisha kiblu alayim bali dinim. Even if you accepted and you said that it's okay even though they're not acceptable halacha, so l'chor the din should be a din. On that, Abai asked, how are you forcing? You're a hedyot. K'derech she'asa lova l'fnei akusim. Just like there's a din in the Torah, I can't go to a non-Jewish court if I have a din Torah with a Jew. That's the sugi of our kolos. The Torah says, l'fneim v'lo la'akum. I can't go to the goyim. Afal pi shekiblu alayu balei dinim es dinam. Why? Because the Torah says it's aser. It's treif. It's not allowed. That's not one of the din Torah. So not because it's not effective, Abai was asking him. Abai was saying, okay, it's effective. Aber, you're over an Isser. This is an Isser. Lifneim, lo lifnei adyotos. V'yalba b'yishe b'shneim adin enam klum en atorah. Hafilu achi kadesh lo yavor bar gaseim. Shu ilu yirasam. O kadesh lo yishtam shu adyotos. Whatever the reason is, for the arkoseim, for the goyim, we didn't accept you. We don't want you to be involved in their courts, so that it's Isser to walk into their courts. So now also says the Ran, Kedesh lo yishtamshu ha'edyotos bekeser ha'mumchin. What is this? The Ran is saying so that the Hedyotos do not wear the crown of those experts that have smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu, Osra Torah. The Torah created a prohibition for them to be dan shelo lovo lefnei Hedyotos, that they should not judge, that it's usr for them to judge. Even if you take care of the fact that their judgment can be effective, but it still doesn't remove the isser. And that's why when Abaye found Rav Yosef in Gittin, le Rav Yosef, Kolomer, even though I know that the Gemara says that they made a takana b'drabanos shalotin odelas b'fnei lovim, that they took care of it through hefker bezin hefker, adayin iser zebim komo omed. But what happened to the fact that you're now using the keser malchus? You're now wearing the crown of the dayanim mumchin. The ein koach the chachamim levatel zeh inyan v'hu lito kisron shel mumchin. Chazal can't give you the ability and take the crown off the king and put it onto the hedyotos. So how do you be matir this isser about beating up this guy to now force him to give a get? And on that, what did Rav Yosef respond in the Gemara in Gittin? V'tiritzlo, d'shlichusayu koav dinon, v'heim shenosnu koach lodin behedyotos, hein atzman mochlu kvodan alzeh. Says the Ran, that's the recipe. That's the answer. Since the whole pretext, the whole yisod, the fundamental conversation over there was not dealing with what? The sugya and Sanhedrin. The sugya and Sanhedrin wants to know what you need for dinei mamonos. What qualifies on a level of dinei Torah? On a biblical level, everything, all dinei mamonos on a biblical level needs dayanim mumchin. How do you know? Elohim, Elohim, Elohim. That's the source. Says the Ran, I don't need Tosos Pshat from last week about kfiya versus not kfiya. No. Tosos says the Ran. Ran says, Tosos, you missed the boat. You gave a whole shtickle Torah last week. And it was a gevaldik, it was a shmaka sugya. That's Tosos Shita. That's the way the Tosos paskin la'alacha. That's the way Tosos resolves the contradiction in sugyas. But if you would go to the Ran's base medrash and say, what do you think about this shtickle Torah from last week, about the Tosos, and about this answer to the distinction of two sugyas, the Ran will say, you missed my perish. If you really analyze what they're talking about, there is no steer of the sugyas. I asked Tosos question. And what does the Ran say? The Gemara in Gittin was dealing with not what's kosher and what's pasul. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara was in Gittin was dealing with, in addition, there's an isser to deal with. Lifneim lo lifnei hadyotos. And on that, says the Ran, because Tosos doesn't answer this. Why doesn't Tosos answer this? The Ran asked an additional question. What did the Ran ask? What's the maskonas ha-gemara? What mechanism are the rabbis using? In one gemara it says, a leniency, midrabanan kadesh lotino delos if they love him. In another gemara it says, shlichus. Says the Ran, yeah, they're two different fundamental concepts. One is taking care of, how do we know the din works? How do we know that they're kosher dayanim, even though they're hedyotos, even though they're on a level of Daraisa apostle? And what is the Gemara in Gittin dealing with? A different question. Why isn't it usur for the Hedyotos to be done when the Mumchin are around? When they're being mishtamish in the covet of the Mumchin? When they're being mezalzel in the covet of the Dayanim Mumchin? On that, the Gemara answers a new concept. They were mochel on their covet. They gave them shlichus. They said, and shlichus to answer the Chassam Sofer's kasha, not shlichus as a messenger, not shlichus of a guy who's being mekadesh another guy for on behalf of another guy. That yeah, you have a kasha. I the mishaleach's dead. How could be a shalech? No, they were mochel on their covet. Memela the iser automatically the iser of lifnehem doesn't apply. The whole fundamental issue that the Gemara was dealing with over there never gets started because of the concept of shlichusayu. It was matir the iser, so the iser is gone. They were mochel on their covet. Aye, so what's with Rashi? So if you go on with the Ran, we're not going to read it inside just to save time. The Ran goes on and says, and now I'm going to explain to you the different Gemaras. Kedesh lo tilil delas lefeilovin was applied to Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because in Eretz Yisrael, there were mumchin around. There were dayanim mumchin over there. So what was the limitation? What did we apply our leniency to? Only halvos. Yet when it came to an area like Bavel, Bavel was barren.
Bavel didn't have any Dayanim Mumchen around. Then we even were makel and we were more expansive and we extended to even non-loans, to even other areas of halacha. Gzelos. Ah, says the Ran. Remember that question that Tosos had? That he found certain Gemaras in Bavel that they were Don Gzelos? And Tosos says, oy vavoy, what am I going to do? This is a stira. How is this possible? It's contradicting everything I'm saying. The Gemara says only over Haval over here. I made a distinction between Gzelos and Havalos and Havals. And Tosos says, I don't know what to do with this Gemara in Baba Kama that says they were Don Gzelos. So what does Tosos say? Tosos says you have to reread the whole Mishnah. The whole Mishnah never meant Gzelos / Chavalos. It meant Gzelos ayidei Chavalos. Because otherwise what? I'm up the creek. Otherwise I have no idea how to answer all these Gemaras. That's what Tosos said on Gimel Amud Aleph. Says the Ran, says Rashi, Ma pitom. What's the problem? One was in Eretz Yisrael, one was in Bavel. What's the rationale? Why would a person make a distinction between Eretz Yisrael and Bavel? Ooh, now we have a reason. Because if the whole driving force, if something fundamentally, that's a fundamental issue, is what? Being mezalzel in the covet of the Dayanim, so it could be that they employed more kulas, and through Shlichusayu, they applied Shlichusayu, specifically in Bavel, where there were no Dayanim Mumchen around, where we weren't being mezalzel on anyone's covet, that's where we're going to use Shlichusayu. And in Eretz Yisrael, we never applied that, and that was the original halach.
You still have the problem with
Chassam
Sofer. He's not capable.
No, the word is the answer to Chassam Sofer is exactly what the Ran's saying. Shlichusayu is not midin shlichus. Shlichusayu is not a mishaleach sending. It means the whole function of this issue is zilzul akovim, and they have the ability to be meichel. They were meichel before they died. Oh, that's what you want to know how they can be meichel now. Yeah. No, so the word is shlichusayu means. No, the Shlichusayu meant that now we understand, we recognize that they're not going to be people to be done. So they were mocha. That's what the Ran understands. They were mocha on their kavod. But it's the point is that, yeah, they have the ability to do that.
Who gave them the ability?
Well, it's kavod delay. It's kavod delay.
But on the other hand, they say, no, lefneim lo lefneim yodot.
Unless they enact and they say that we're going to remove. I mean, what the Ran's saying is that the yisod of lefneim lo lefneim yodot is only because there's a din kavod. But if they're mocha on their covered, so now that removes that issue. That's a whole assumption, okay. Exactly. Tosos will not understand. Yeah. This will be Chinese according to Tosos. Tosos will say, what do you mean? There's a din. Yeah. There's a din, and the Gemara has two different makoros. Why does the Gemara have two different makoros? It was dealing with two different issues. One was forcing, one was the din. But and therefore, Tosos says, therefore, it's all one takana, shlichusayu, kadesh lo tenodelos v'delovin, and therefore, I got to do a lot of work over here. I got to explain all these Gemaras, because in Tosos' mind, you can never make a distinction between what? Between Shlichusayu and Kadesh Lotino. It's all one takana. One's just the reason, the rationale why, and one's the how. So therefore, Tosos never had a distinction to be mechalik between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. Whereas, what I'm suggesting, Rashi, that distinguished between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael, he was coming from the rationale of the Ran. That maybe there's another issue over here of being mezalzel and chutzpah in front of the Dayan Mumchen, and therefore there was a problem. And the yisod that I found to really bring this and knock the nail in the coffin over here in terms of the Rashi, if you look carefully at Rashi and Gittin when it talks about shlichusayu, Rashi says, what is shlichusayu? Netilas rishus. Permission. What is permission? If you're understanding shlichusayu means that the way this works, the mechanics, like Tosos is that somehow you're a messenger of the Dayanim Mumchen. I'm not sure how that works because they're dead already, but you now, Midrabanan, are now a messenger of those qualities. What does that have to do with rishus and permission? Rishus and permission all stems from what? Something about an isser, something about a zilzel, about a kavod, about a pchisas kavod, about a bizayon. If this is correct, then we can now branch out and understand another tremendous, tremendous yisod and applications lahalacha lemaisa where this is going to be affecting. The Gemara says in Kiddushin, as well as Yevamos, that gerus, conversion, needs dayon. Gemara says mishpat ksiv bei kedin. Gemara says the pasuk says mishpat, and therefore it follows the halacha of din. There are many different halachas that we need, that we follow about din, and therefore it doesn't apply by Laila, it only applies by Yom. That's the halacha of Geirus, of conversion.
Where that applies, we might have to see. It might get interesting if it applies to every aspect of the Geirus, the Kabbalas HaMitzvahs, the Mila, the Tefillah. Do you need 3 Dayanim by each stage? Can you have 1 Dayan by some of them? Might be a question amongst the Rishonim. But fundamentally, there is a concept of Mishpat, of judgment, of Dayanim, which is why we need 3 Dayanim to be there at the Geirus. But Tosus asks a basic question. We have a big issue. If Mishpat, if Dayanim, and if Geirus needs 3 Dayanim like Mishpat, we have a big problem, Bizman HaZeh. What's our problem, Bizman HaZeh? We just got rid of the ability to have any Geirim in Comrades. Because Tosus says, let's just make a simple cheshbon. If the Gemara says Geirus needs Mishpat, if the Gemara says that this is really like a din, and Mishpat on a level of Deraisa is what? Needs Mumchin. So we're up the creek. What do we do? That's Tosus' question. So comes along Tosus and Kiddushin Samach Bezim and Bez. I think I put it on the Marmon Komus. Tosus, Kiddushin Samach Bezim and Bez towards the end of the Tosus. Tosus asks this question. And Tosus gives 2 answers. One answer is Agzeris HaKosuf. What does he say? The Pasuk, when it comes to Geirus, uses the phrase Lidoro Seichem, for generations. So Tosfos makes a Chiddush and says, if the Torah uses the word L'doro Seichem, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam must have known that we're going to be in a time and a situation that we're not going to have Dayanim Mumchim. And Afal Pichem, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam used in his Torah for generations to come, he must have assumed that there's a Gzeiras HaKosev, that Dayanim Mumchim don't apply. Good. Where did Tosus get such a rationale? The Gemara in Krisus already uses such an idea. Tosus is borrowing from the Gemara in Krisus. What does the Gemara in Krisus say? The Gemara in Krisus tells us that to be a ger, you need Kabbalas HaMitzvahs. For a man, you need Mila. For both a man and a woman, you need Tefillah. And you need Kabbalas HaMitzvahs, like we said. And then you need something else. You need a Korban HaGer. You need to bring a Korban. There's no Korban who's on a Zeh. So on that, the Gemara says, L'doro Seichem. Even though there's no Korban who's on a Zeh, we can have Gerim in HaTorah because it says L'doro Seichem. There's a Shiloh that Avni Nezer has a tshuva. He quotes a tshuva Sarashba that he had a suffix, a fascinating suffix. In the Zman of the Beis HaMikdash, when it was Kayom, did that Gzeiras HaKosov of L'doro Seichem tell you that a person who didn't want to bring a Korban was still a Ger? Fascinating Shiloh. Does L'doro Seichem only kick in once it's no longer able to be done? Or is it even the original Halach? So Tosos borrowed from that Gemara, and Tosos extrapolated and says, so that'll help us for our sugi of Dayan and Mumchano as well. Great, Givaldik. Torah Tumimah has a fascinating drasha. Torah Tumimah says, how do I know that Tchelis is not Ma'akev as Halavan? Also, he says, same idea, L'doro Seichem. Where it sits is L'doro Seichem. We're not going to have Tchelis. So therefore he makes it, he says the same drasha, L'doro Seichem. But then Tosos says another answer. Tosos says, you know how it works. Tosos says, Shlichusayu. Shlichusayu. Like the Gemara in Gittin says, Shlichusayu. So I don't understand. Rabosa, I'm making a shidduch with a ger. Abbas ger. I want to know what the story is with the father. So you're going to tell me that what? You're going to tell me, L'doro Seichem, good. Menatoira, he's Jewish. But you're going to tell me now that it's working through Shlichusayu? What's Shlichusayu? Shlichusayu is what? It's a takonim d'rabbanon. It's a takonim d'rabbanon, hefker bezim hefker, whatever. It's telling you that now, this is what is activating that now you don't need dayanim mumchin. So how does he become a ger? How is he fully Jewish? How are you going to now make a shidduch with him? His Yiddishkeit is questionable on a level of the Oraisa? What's Tosus saying? It's an unbelievable Tosus. If you want to tell me the pasuk of L'doro Seichem, so then I can understand. He's a ger, and I tell you, there's a drasha telling you his gerus is good, even though you don't have dayanim mumchin. But if you're telling me, no, I need dayanim mumchin, but what? The rationale is, like Tosus says, k'dei shelo tinol delos p'nei lovin. So why did I have leniencies? I had leniencies in certain halachos. Fine. And now what? How do I do it? I do it midrabanan through an enactment of shlichusayu. If that's the case, if that's the how, if it's just working through the mechanics of shlichusayu, so at the end of the day, what? He's a ger midrabanan. Unless Tosus might be saying al derech what we're saying, but one step further. Unless Tosus is saying, no, the whole issue of having Dayanim Mumchin is only when Dayanim Mumchin are around. And when it's a zilzul covered, and it's being sholeit bekeser hamumchin. But what? Once you activate Shlichu Sayhu, which means what? That now we're lenient because we're not being mishtamish in the keser ha mumchin anymore. We're not being mizalzel and being mechutzef by danning now b'moko mumchin. And the whole issue of having dayanim mumchin is what? Is a, potentially now a third option. Not that you need dayanim mumchin for it to be effective. But the reason why I needed dayanim mumchin was what? Was just because for a hedyot to be judged where mumchin are around, that's a zilzul and covet to the dayanim mumchin. But what happens now? Once there are no dayanim mumchin around, once it's shlichu sayu, once it's generations to come, so then it's midoraisa. Then there's no issue. Then there's no ma'akev. Then there's no problem. So what we did is we just took the Ran and we went one step further. The Ran never went this far. We're using the rationale of the Ran, and now we're finding in some Rishonim that it could be that everything in shlichu sayu could be that not that we're now on a level of the Rabbanim pretending that these guys are mumchin, and through Hefker Bezdin Hefker we're saying even though they're idiotos, they qualify on a level of Durabana, because if that's the case, this guy's not a German, not Torah. If Tosos is using the halacha of Shlichu Sayu, he must have held like the rationale to the nth degree of what we're saying from the Ran, that the whole issue of Mumchin is only when Mumchin are real and it's a Zilzal HaKovid, and Shlichu Sayu can even work on a level of Duraisa. If you look at the Nesivis HaMishpat, in Simin Aleph, Sifkot and Aleph, the first Nesivis in Choshe Mishpat, he has this very suffix, Shlichu Sayu. Is it a din d'oraisa, or is it a din d'rabon? What's his suffix? His suffix is all based on what we're discussing. If you look at the Rishitos and the Rishonim, how they deal with Geirus, how they answer this question, and now that'll ultimately affect what was your original foundation point? What was your original issue? What was Shlichu Sayu coming to resolve? If Shlichu Sayu is just, like Tosel says, that we have a reason to be mekel in order to make commerce work. So midrabanan, we're lax about certain halachos, maybe certain gzelos also, I don't know, Tosos deals with that on Gemara Alf. But Tosos says, how does that work? Oh, you look in Git and you look at how that works, it's through Shlichu Sayu. So then Shlichu Sayu is going to only be dirabanan, it's all one takana, it's a takana of dirabanan. If you're going to apply Shlichu Sayu to the level of Geirus, like Tosos and Kedushin says, so that must be like the rationale that we're suggesting that no, Shlichu Sayu was coming to resolve a different issue, and it could be your necessity to have dayanim mumchin is for a totally different reason. It's not that dayanim mumchin are the only people that are effective. It's that if you're being mezalzel with dayanim mumchin around, so then that's a p'chisas kavod to the dayanim mumchin. But if there are no dayanim mumchin around, if they're not present there, so then even hedyotos qualify to make a ger min haTorah, and that could even affect on a level of the araisa. So potentially, that could resolve this issue. However, there is another opinion when it comes to Geirus that clearly did not hold this. Basically, what we set up until now is basically is that we suggested a machlokus between the Ran and Tosfos, how to jive and how to figure out the nature of these two Gemaras. Number one, Kadesh Lo Tino Delos Vateloven, with Shlichu Sayu. And then, basically that, what I'm suggesting now, is ultimately going to affect the issue, Lamaskana, of how could a person even suggest that a ger can exist on a level of Deoraisa, and how could Shlichu Sayu work on a level of Deoraisa. So through the way the Ran developed the Sugya, we see a new avenue that potentially, maybe the whole issue of Dayan and Mumchin was only in Isser, was only a Zilzal, like the Ran suggests from the Gemara and Gittin, and the Mela Shlichu Sayu could even affect a Din Deoraisa when that issue is not present. However, the Rashba clearly does not hold like that. And Rav Soloveitchik built a tremendous yisod with Shitas HaRambam in the Sugya of Shlichu Sayu based on this Rambam and the Rashba. The Rambam tells us that for judges, for Geirus, you need three Dayanim. The Rambam says that in Hilchos Yisiri Abiyah and Parakid Yama. I don't have it here, but the Rambam says that. But what the Rambam doesn't say is anything about Dayanim Mumchin. And if the Rambam learned the Gemara and made the equation that we just made a second ago, we have a major problem. Because if he's not applying Shlichu Sayu, and he's not going to tell us what tool he used, how is it that you can say that Geirus is like Mishpat, On the one hand, you hold that there's Erev Parshios, and by Mishpat, you, what's going on over here? Where are the Dayanim Mumchen, and how do you have a Ger Minat Torah, Bizman Hazeh? How did the Rambam resolve the question we just asked? So if you look at the Rashba says a one-liner in Yevamos, on Daf Mem Vav Mebeis. V'yesh Loma, D'chi Gmiri Shlosha Gmiri, Mumchen Lo Gmiri. Says the Rashba, you want to know the answer to this million-dollar question of how you could have Geirim Bizman Hazeh? When we're applying Geirus to be Mishpat, we only applied it in as much as that you need three Dayanim present at the conversion. But the fact that you need Mumchen, we didn't learn that from Mishpat. What does that mean? I don't understand. The Torah just told me in Sanhedrin Beis Midbeis that the three Dayanim on a biblical level are what? Are Elohims. In my understanding of the Torah, a Dayan of an Elohim is Dayanim Mumchen. How can the Rashba just say, yeah, but for Geirus, we took half the Parsha? What does that mean? If the Torah says what you need for Dini Mominis is Elohim, is a Dayan Mumchen, someone who has smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu, so now you can't get a mailman. So you can't just have a third individual there. You can't have a regular person there. What in the world is the Rashba splitting hairs between? The Rashba is saying on the one hand, you need three people, but you don't need what the Torah actually said. But that's not what the Torah says. So said Rav Soloveitchik, if you analyze the Rambams, and Amir Tashem will start with this next week, if we don't have the ability to finish it right now, but this is a tremendous, tremendous fundamental concept for the rest of the parak. The way the Rambam understood the answer to this question and the Rambam's whole approach to the idea of smicha. And it goes as follows. The Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Yud introduces the halachas of Dine Mamanis, of our Prakim. The Rambam paskins like the Gemara in Gimel, Daf Gimel Amid Aleph. What everything we've been presenting up until now was the opinion of Rabbi Avoh. On a level of Doraisa, both Gzelus and Chavolos, and loans, on a level of Doraisa, all need what? The same halacha, Shlosha Mumchen, three experts. Why are you more lenient in the Mishnah when it comes to loans? Takonu Drabbanan Kadesh Lo Tino Delos Vatilovin. Good. Comes along Rav Acha on the next, like five lines down on the Gemara and Gimel Aleph, and said, you missed the whole boat. Dine Mamanus Haldos Vavos doesn't need Haldos Vavos. No one needs three. No Dine Mamanus needs three. Why? Because the Gemara says, what's the pasuk? Serech Tishvar Amisech. Says the Rav Acha. Rav Acha Breder Rav Ika, he argues with everything we've said up until now. Amar Breder Raisa Chad Nami Kasher. On a biblical level, you missed the boat. No Erev Parshios, no Shmei Erev Parshios, nothing. Chad Nami Kasher. What's your source? Bitzedek Tishbot Amisecha. Bitzedek Tishbot. One person. One individual. One person could be that. Says the Rambam. First Rambam. Afal Pishein Bezdin Pachos Mishlosha Mutter Le'echad Ladin Minatayra. Shnemar Bitzedek Tishbot Amisecha. Okay, Midrabbanan, you need three. Fine, and that was Midrabbanan. On a level of Doraisa, what's the Rambam paskening? Straight up Rambam. What is the Rambam passing? Rav Acha. The Gemara and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, Rav Acha. Good. Comes along the Rambam, skip the next Rambam, the Rambam in Perakei Halacha Ches. Dine Knossos Kegon Gzelos V'Chavolos V'Tashlume Keifel, all these halachos of Dine Mamanus. Theft. Damages. Tashlume Keifel, the extra additional fines and payments that you have to pay if you stole. Tashlume Arve Chanisha, if you slaughtered. Va'odis Mufata and Reipu Kiyotu Behem. Ain dona no sum ela shlosha mumchim, only three mumchim ain smuchim beretz Yisrael. Ala shari dini mamnas kagona dolz valgolz ain certain mumchim ela fishu shlosha diotos. You can have three shodiotos. Lefichach dona ba dolz adolz adiotos be chutzlaretz. Ba'afal pishe ain bezdin chutzlaretz shlichus bezdin shalaretz Yisrael osin ve ain lan reshus ladon dini knosses b'shlichus. Says the Rambam, you know why three judges hediotos can judge? I would have said if I was the Rambam, I would have said, because you don't need Elohim. Because I don't pasken Erev Parshios. Because I don't have anything from the Gemara and Daf Beis and Mabeis. What does the Rambam say? Shlichusayu. What? Comes along the Kesef Mishnah in the last of the sources. Kosev HaRamach. What? Tema. This is a fundamental question. Kevin Shu Pasa Krav Acha. Once the Rambam in the first halacha says you can have one Dayan, you don't even need a Dol Bezdin. You can have one Dayan. Shu pasuk Rav Acha Bari Darvik, the Minat Torah Chadna Mikasher, the Chsiv B'Tzedek Tishbon Amisecha, Minayin Shiyu Samuch. Who says you ever need a guy who has smicha? Smicha is learned from where? From Elohim, Elohim, Elohim. That was learned from Erev Farshios, from that Beis and Beis. But the Rambam, you don't paskin like that. So why do you need shluchusayu, which is implying that you're missing smicha, and therefore I need to be a shliach of the kadmoi that are the mumchin? You don't need any of that. You paskin do Rav Achbari Dravika, Bitzerech Dishman Abzecha. V'od the Ibis Samach Mairi, I feel with the Rabbanan Kosher. Well, what's going on over here? Why do you even apply shlichusayu? You said the reason why you're mekel about dinim amen. This is tzedek tishmar namisecha. Rav Achbari Dravika. Rambam, did you forget your own psak? The Rambam is a big problem. The Rambam seems to be contradicting himself. In one place, he sounds like the Gemara on that Beis Amid Beis, Rabbi Avo, that he paskids min haTorah, you need three dayonim mumchin from Elohim, 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 and shlichusayu is the only way out of that. And on the other hand, he seems to be paskin like Rav Achbar Dervika, that you don't even need a bezdin. You don't need one dayon. What's going on over here? Comes along Rav Soloveitchik, and he said the following yisod. Okay, we'll say it right now. This is an unbelievable yisod that he developed, and it was just smooth as his butter. Mamash, it fits in all the Rams. Unbelievable. Says Rav Soloveitchik, the Ramach, and everyone is assuming the following halacha, and this is the most important nekuda from the whole Chabur. When the Torah tells you you need smicha, you need to be a samach from Moshe Rabbeinu, what is that essential for? Is that essential that you don't have a bezdin unless you have smicha? And therefore the Ramach is saying, if I don't paskin that I need a bezdin, and I paskin like Rav Achbari Dravika, then what? That one dayan is okay, so then what goes out the window? Smuchim goes out the window. Therefore the Ramach doesn't understand where the Rambam's coming from. He says, if you paskin like Rav Acha, that one dayan is sufficient, so then why in the world would you ever need the halach of shlichusayu? Where in the world would you find in your halachic reality a concept called smicha? Therefore, the Ramach doesn't understand where the Rambam's coming from. Argued Rav Soloveitchik, perhaps the Rambam held, smicha is not a halacha found in Hilchos Bezdin, but smicha is found in Hilchos Hora'a Upsak. When you ask a shayla, you can ask a shayla in two ways. You can ask a Rav to paskin, or you can approach a Bezdin to work for Torah's Bezdin in front of three Dayanim. Said the Rambam, those two things are not necessarily the same thing. And it could be as follows. It's true. I paskin like Rav Achbari Dravika. And not only when you have a shaila about trafing up your spoon, do you call the Rav and you can get a psak for that shaila, and that has ramifications la'alacha, and he can paskin on a chicken, but also, in the world of Dine Mamonis, says Rav Achbari Dravika, the halacha of Hora'a and one Dayan and a Posek also works. Bitzedek Tishmor Amisecha, we can go the track, we can go the route of Hora'a and Psak. But says the Rambam, but then there's another halacha of Bezd. And that doesn't refute the fact that there can be another track of Bezd. The Rambam held that to be a Mora Hora'a, to have a Chalos Shem Psak, to be qualified as a Posek, that's where Smicha is relevant. Not in the Halachos of Bezdin. Whereas the Ramach and the other Rishonim understood that what? You can't have a Bezdin, Elohim, Elohim, Elohim. You can't have a Bezdin unless what? That Bezdin carries with it what? Smicha. What creates the Shem Bezdin? What gives it a Shem Bezdin? Not the fact that three people are sitting together. It's smicha mipei Moshe Rabbeinu. But if you get rid of the Bezdin, therefore the Ramach held, what do you need smicha for anymore? The Rambam held the opposite. The Rambam held smicha as a din in the Gavra. Smicha is a din in the Hora. Smicha is a din that it can exist even outside of the world of Bezdin. And the Rav didn't just say this, the Rav proved it. Look at the way. Look at the, what the Rambam says in the second halacha, Perek Dalet Halacha Gimel. Ein smuchin smichin. How do you give smicha? What do you need for smicha? Ein somchin smicha sheiminu is kenim ledayonos ela b'shloshe. You need to have a bezdin present, three dayanim, in order to deliver smicha to the next generation, to give it from originally Moshe Rabbeinu to generation ela b'shloshe. Uhu sheiyeh echad mehen samach. But it has to be, if what? one of the individuals actually has smicha, ish mi pi ish, from Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, I don't understand something. Maman of Shach. One of the Dayanim. So I understand. Maman of Shach. If you're telling me that the Beis Din needs to carry that over, so then they should all have to be smicha. But if you're telling me that no, a Beis Din can exist without smicha, the fact that you have three Dayanim here, that's good alone. Ah, so what's the halacha? One of the Dayanim has to be a Shem Mora Ora, has to carry with him smicha, and that is something independent of the Beis Din that will carry with it smicha. Look at the next halacha. We have enough? We have a, we're minion over here? We're yeah, good? Okay. Says the Rambam. How do you become a Zakin Mamre? Zakin Mamre is someone who's arguing with the Beis Din HaGadol. Someone who's qualified. If a Joe Schmo starts arguing with the Beis Din HaGadol, he's not going to get the punishment that a Zakin Mamre gets, which Amir Tzashem will get to in the 10th parak. Ritz Hashem in a few years from now. Ein zaken mamre chayev misa ad shei chacham sheigia lahora samach l'sanhedrin. The Rambam says, what does that mean? It means you're a qualified individual. What does that mean? You're a qualified individual. There are people that walk around with smicha. And that has a function outside of the world of Beis Din. That has a function even as you as an individual. Who is the type of person that now qualifies for the Isser of Zakin Mamre? Someone who walks around with the ability to paskin. Someone who's going to actually have an effect. Who has the ability to paskin? A person who has smicha. A person whose hora is hora. It's something that exists outside of the world of Beis Din, even as this individual argues just on his own, he's a samach. Smicha finds its effects even outside of the world of Beis Din. And there's a halach over here. It's not in the Rambam in your sheets. The Rambam tells you, you can give smicha for individual things. V'yesh lehem limnos perek dalet halachaches. V'yesh lehem limnos l'chol mash yirtu. You can give them smicha for different areas of halacha. And what do? Even be'isser v'heter. Isser v'heter. Isser v'heter. Aster of Soloveitchik, that doesn't need a Beis Din. What are you giving smicha for isser v'heter? Seder of Soloveitchik, you see that the Rambam clearly held smicha was not a halacha in the Beis Din. Smicha was a halacha in the individual, in the gavra, in that person. And therefore, what Rav Acha Bar Yehuda Rav Ika is saying on Daf Gimel and Aleph is he's saying as follows. He's saying that a person now in the world of Dinei Mamonos has a choice. He can go the route of Beis Din through Shlosha Dayanim, or if he wants to go B'toras Psak, similar to the world of Isser V'Heter, that also finds its roots in Dinei Mamonos. How do you know that? B'tzedek Tishbon Amisech. But the Rambam held min HaTorah could be that Dayan needs to be a Dayan Mumcha. Just because you're throwing Beis Din out the window and you don't need, in order to paskin in Dinei Mamonos, a Beis Din of three Dayanim doesn't necessarily mean that I don't need what? Smicha. Smicha is a halacha that exists outside of Beis Din. Smicha that is a halacha that exists in Zakin Mamre, a din in the Gavra, a din in the Hora, a din in Psak. If that's the halacha, Zach says the Rambam, that's something that it'll exist even if I don't need three Dayanim. So therefore, both Rambams make sense. The Rambam says, yes, a person could judge B'toras Beis Din, and a person could judge B'toras one Dayan, like Rav Acha Bar Yehuda Rav Ika. They're not a steereth one to another. And they can exist one without the other. So how's this going to help the world of Geirus? So Mirtz Hashem, we're going to use this Yisod, we're going to develop this next week, we're going to see that that's exactly what the Rashba meant. The Rashba saw through this Yisod that once you can invent a Beis Din without smicha, that now, for the world of Geirus, it's possible to suggest that what? I borrowed from Dinei Mamonos that all you need is what? A Beis Din. But l'inyan mumchin, for smicha, I never carry that over. We asked the Kasha, we said we don't understand what the Rashba's talking about. I don't understand. The halacha is, for a Beis Din, you need Dayanim mumchin. Elohim, Elohim, Elohim. But once now we're developing and we're starting to get the ball rolling, that what? According to the opinion of the Rambam, it's apparent that smicha is not something that's linked to the Shem Beis Din. And you see that smicha finds its roots in the gavra, in an individual, outside of the world of Beis Din. If that's the case, the reverse is also true. You can also, on a level of the Oraisa, have a Beis Din without smicha. And if that's the case, the Rambam, who says things without issues, says, yeah, get three dayanim for Beis Din to have geiris in the year 2016, no problem. I, Rabbi Rambam, what happened to Shlichusayu? What happened to the issues? Why is this ger only a ger midrabbanan? And how do you deal with these? No. The Rambam must have held, for some reason, and we have to fill in the blanks, that when it comes to geiris, it's enough to just have the shame Beis Din, and you don't need the smicha aspect. There is a din called smicha. We prove that there is dinim of smicha all the time. But smicha is not what? Is not necessarily linked to a Beis Din. Not everywhere that you need a Beis Din, says the Rambam, do you find smicha. And not everywhere that you have smicha, do you find a Beis Din. Beis Din and smicha are two independent concepts. Our question, when we asked on the Rashba and the Rambam, we were assuming like the Ramach. We said, I don't understand. If you're not a Beis Din and you want to follow the Dinei Torah, your Beis Din better be smuchim. But maybe the Rambam is understanding that smicha is a din in the gavra. Smicha is a din in the individual. Smicha is giving you a shem hora. The Rambam is developing for us that what? That there's two tracks when it comes to dinei mamonos. There's the classic track of Beis Din, and then there's the track of Chad Nami Kosher, and maybe you would need smicha even in the Chad Nami Kosher, in the Betzedek Tishvur Amisechel, as the Rambam's telling you. One doesn't infer the other. The Rambam holds smicha is not something that's necessarily linked to the halacha of Beis Din. I can have a Beis Din without smicha, and a smicha without Beis Din. So if that's the case, that's going to be very relevant within what? Geirus. The solution to the Rambam and the Rashba of how he was able to be Megayer Geirim Bizman Azeh. You don't have Shlichusayu, you don't have a level of Deoraisa that now can employ that this gear is going to work Minatorah. No. You don't need, in order to define on a level of Halacha, a Shem Beis Din, you don't need Smicha. The Rambam already told us you don't need Smicha for that. The Rambam already developed for us Smicha is a Halacha in Hora and Psak. Smicha is a Din in the individual in the Gavra. So if that's the case, so then you already have your Shem Beis Din Min HaTorah, even without Smicha. So I never have an issue in the first place for a ger. The only thing that we have to talk about is we have to understand, why would I assume by gerus that there's no halacha of the second halacha? That maybe you don't, why wouldn't you need hora? Why wouldn't you, if I'm saying right now that there's halacha that Smicha is a din in hora. Smicha means you're qualified, you can give up psak. Okay? For a Beis Din, we prove that you don't need smicha. You can have a Shem Beis Din without smicha. But what is unique about Geirus that it's enough to just have a Beis Din and you don't need that hora that I do from the qualified individual that would need a hora? Meaning, even what I'm saying is correct. Fine, very good. So you found the solution. The Rashba says you learned the Legabe Beis Din, you didn't learn Legabe Mumchen. But what's unique about Geirus? Why doesn't Geirus apply all the dinim that you need now, not only a Beis Din, but you need that additional halacha that his hora and his psak should be a good psak? What is it about Geirus that's unique that wouldn't need that second halacha? Once we figure that out, we've just solved all the questions. We not only answered the Ramach's questions of how the Rambam gets around all these stiras and contradictions from the Gemara and Sanhedrin, how does he have both these drushes, how does he have his cake and eat it too, we also just resolve how the Rambam could have a ger min haTorah and say that there could be a Beis Din over here, and you don't need, when it comes to geirus, the halacha of psak and hora, which is where smicha is necessary. So what we're coming out, just in terms of this yisod, we're coming out over here, is we're saying, is that according to the Rambam, there is two roots in Dinei Mamonos. There's a root b'Torah's Beis Din, which needs three Dayanim. Doesn't necessarily need three Dayanim Mumchid. Means a Beis Din is a Beis Din, a group of three people. Then there's a root of Smicha called, means that you're a person who can give a Hora. And that root was introduced to us in the Gemara, in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, that what? That is from Betzedek Tishpur HaMisecha, that not only in the world of Isser Veheter is Smicha relevant, but even in the world of Dinei Mamonos, you could also have a Rav in a black coat that can paskin Shilas not only on chickens, but he can paskin Shilas b'toras psak and hora because he has Smicha in Dinei Mamonos as well. And those two things don't contradict each other. Now what we're going to want to find out is, why would you need both Parshios? If the Rambam is telling us that there are two tracks, that there's Beis Din and then there's psak, are there going to be any differences between the two? Are there going to be any specific halachos that only apply to one track and that don't apply to the other? Meaning, are there certain areas of halacha that might need, even in the world of Dinei Mamonos, need a Beis Din And here, Betzedek Tishvur Rabbi Secha, one dayan won't be sufficient. Emir Tashem, in the future, we'll take care of those things. Yashkayah.